104. I speak on it. We are officially out of the jersey number, so I don't know how we're gonna name shows now, but I guess we can go
We
like
did. It's the 104th episode because we made it to 104 episodes, which
you
is
know
a
what, that's
blessing
a
itself.
yeah, let's look at it like that. It's a blessing that we can't do jerseys anymore. I am your host, Danny Ocean, as always, joined by the smoothest man on the planet, Losty Mix. It's a beautiful Tuesday. How are you doing?
My man, you already know it's a blessing to be here with you. Another day, another week. We here. I'm doing good. You know, when you see this fade that it can only be one brother, good brother, Losty Mix. It's an honor to be here. It feels like there are quite a number of things to be spoke on today, and it feels like the NBA champions are just one thing we should check off, but everything else. Oh man.
Oh man.
Oh my.
Oh man.
Listen, veteran leadership is needed, and this is just not sports related. If you are a young bull, just you need some veteran leadership in your life. You need some OGs, you need some old heads. If you're an old head, you got to look at this younger generation. You got to see what these rich young kids doing, and you got to reach out to them. We got to protect our youth.
Yes.
We got to protect our youth,
Yes.
man.
Yes, we
Denny,
do.
how are you doing, man?
Life is good. Yeah, today's I'm gonna eat a lot of crow today. I'm not excited about that, but life is good. I'm here with you. We get to have some fun. We're gonna talk about horny Zion and how my man needs to get his life together. I'm very excited. I'm trying to think if there's anything interesting that happened. I know usually and I we usually open the show with something maybe interesting that happened or something funny that may have happened. I don't know. This has been a very
Let me tell
subtle.
you something. The funniest thing that I saw was people reacting to Zion Williamson, and I'm trying to decide if I want to take the mature road or if the jokes are gonna fly.
The jokes are flying over here, baby. We not. Nope. We having fun tonight.
Well then, if we are we so we're in a play mood.
Yes, this is. Oh,
Okay.
I don't know how you cannot play about this. This is too
Oh
funny to
man.
not play. You
Listen.
know what? I will say one thing, and I think we're talking. We're not. We're talking about. I believe we're talking about wrestling tonight. But I fell into this Twitter hole. Yeah, we are talking about wrestling tonight. This is more AEW. I fell into this Twitter hole. It's like, oh, tell me about your favorite promo. And Brandi Rhodes' promo when Jade. I tweeted early when Jade Cargill debuted on AEW. Elite work. Brandi Rhodes, elite talker. I forgot how good she was on the mic.
You forgot A1. Let me tell you
A1.
something. The power of a good promo. Yesterday, I was listening in on Seth Rollins' promo versus Finn Balor.
Yeah.
Man, I was like, ooh, Seth was getting him. I mean, they was jabbing back and forth. They was getting some equal jabs, but Seth was getting him. He said, "Are you going to bring the Finn Balor that beat that won the championship, or are you going to bring back the guy that's been bitching, moaning, and complaining for the last 7 years?" And I was like, ooh.
Here's the thing about Seth. It's one thing when Seth talks reckless. It's one thing when he talks reckless to you in a see-through lace shirt. Like that just adds another level of disrespect. Like a man that's
So
dressed like that.
are you saying see-through, like the see-through lace front sort of vibes is not hip hop?
I'm saying that's what, like, because Seth is telling the truth, right? Like he not lying. Like his words have venom that is correct. It's just, man, he's talking to me. Yeah, like he telling the truth to everyone. And dude is pulling off a lace shirt. Like I'm just taking L's all over today.
Now, why don't you tell the people about how you used to wear a lot of lace front shirts back in your prime?
I did not wear a lot of lace. I wore a lot of
See,
deep
here we go.
V-necks. When I
Now,
ever wear enough
people.
when I wear a lace shirt.
See, I remember particularly, I believe, when we worked together, you used to talk a lot about your days wearing lace front and afros. I thought you said it was like a thing that was going on.
I did
That
have
was.
hair. I did have braids back in the day, like cornrows, but I don't know
Yeah,
if
I
I'm one of
know. That's
those.
when you was rocking your lace fronts.
All right, man. Oh, you had me. I was like, when I wear a lace.
He was, oh yeah, the thing about it. Oh
Yeah.
no, we got him. Hey, where's Kyle? Research. You know what to do. We got him.
I Yeah, but I like to wear a deep V-necks because I have a hairy chest, and that's always fun.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I wear a lot of, this is a V-neck. This isn't a deep V-neck. But, oh, man, a V-neck, let the chest hair breathe. Hey, man, ain't nothing bad, especially it's hot outside.
That's how you get in my chest hair?
Nah, when I was in college, it was like, oh, man, you really, that's kind of gross.
Oh, they was clowning you.
Some of the women low-key loved it because, you know, like if I was born in the 70s, I'd have been an Isley brother. I swear on that.
An Isley brother?
Yes.
Interesting. Footsteps in the Dark, part 1 and 2?
Yep. Who's that lady? Listen, your grandma, not your grandma specifically.
Whoa.
Y'all's grandmothers would have been rubbing their fingers through my chest hair while they're making me dinner. I promise you that.
Cocoa and shea butter? Are you kidding me? That they got from the Colors Only bathroom? What are we talking about here? Yo, Bam says Danny only wears lace during Pride Month parades.
Whoa.
Not that there's anything wrong with wearing lace front at Pride Month parades. And not that there's anything wrong with attending Pride Month parades. Bam, how we doing? Thank you for showing up. Danny, we got a show today. You want to let the people know where the show is brought to them by, and then we can just start it, and then we can just jump into our NBA champions.
Let's do it. So this, as always, this show is brought to you by goingfor2.com. Head over to goingfor2.com for all your fantasy needs. I know we're starting to enter the dead zone, but now is the time to start planning for fantasy football, specifically your dynasty drafts. I know Scott Fishbowl's going on, your redrafts. Now is the time to do your homework. Now is the time to get your draft boards ready. So when it comes draft season, you are an expert. You know what you're doing. So again, head over to goingfor2.com for all your fantasy needs. D, I am ready to have some fun if you are.
Yo, my brother, I am ready for some fun. Listen to me. I want to start this off before we get into this conversation about the NBA champion Denver Nuggets, as you can see over my right shoulder. Adam Silver, I know you have learned. You're going to put the call in next year. That's all I got to say. Now, a champion has been crowned, Danny.
Yes.
As you can see, the Denver Nuggets are your 2022-2023 NBA champions. They beat the Miami Heat in 5 games in a 4-1 series win, winning their first NBA championship for the city of Denver and in their franchise. I guess we'll start there. What are your thoughts on the series, the Nuggets' performance in this postseason? I read somewhere they finished the postseason at a remarkable 16-4 record. So really impressive win. They really weren't tested a ton this postseason. So, man.
These first couple segments, I'm going to eat a lot of crow because I was a Denver detractor. I thought they were going to be gone in the second round like they usually do. I knew Jamal Murray was good. I didn't think Jamal Murray was that good, especially when we talk about elite guards in the West. You never hear Jamal Murray's name mentioned like in the top 4 or 5. This is an all-time run, right? 16-4. I think I saw a graphic. There are only like 4 or 5 other teams in NBA history that have had like better records, and all those teams were dynasties. Not to say that these Nuggets will be a dynasty, but that just put in perspective, you know, over the course of the past 2 months, they've only lost 4 games. That is wild. That is insane.
How good. I mean, you got to think that they, 20 games spread across 2 months, you know, it's every 2 weeks. So,
I mean, but still, like,
yes. The fact that they went 16-4, I'm completely with you. It's very impressive. It's, I think it's a showcase of how deep they were at every position. And it's even further showcases the dominance they had in the regular season wasn't just a fluke. It was who this team really was. And then you could think about some of the teams that, you know, gave them kind of some trouble. Really, it was Anthony Edwards and his Superman performances.
Yeah.
Then you had KD and Book having to go nuclear. And then, you know, it's hard for me to say the Laker games were really, really close, all of them, but they still swept them. So,
yeah, I'll say this. Shout out to Denver's front office because they really constructed a team the way you should be, right? Like cheap contracts, mid-level exceptions, finding players. Like Aaron Gordon was the guy in Orlando, and he had to take on a completely different role in order to win a championship.
Yeah.
Michael Porter Jr. slipping to, I think he slipped to like 14, taking a chance on him. You know, Jokic is a once in a generational 41st overall pick. That'll probably never happen again to that level. Like, I mean, it's a little luck, but it's a lot of skill. And no one wanted Bruce Brown. Like Bruce Brown was out in these streets for a long time. He signs different. Reggie Jackson was on that team. I did not know Reggie Jackson was on that team.
DeAndre Jordan.
The real winner here. DeAndre out of Chris Paul, Blake Griffin, and DeAndre Jordan in Lob City. He is the first one to win the title. That's funny.
Sometimes it just be like that, my boy. Sometimes it be like that.
But overall, really impressive. All-time great run. I mean, I was wrong.
Now, you spoke on teams with similar postseason records usually being the start of a dynasty.
Or in the midst of a dynasty. I think Tim Duncan's Spurs, Jordan's Bulls, the Warriors when Kevin Durant was there. I think those are the only like couple of teams that are in front of them in regards to records during the playoffs.
So let me ask you, do you think this begins a Denver dynasty?
What are we defining as a dynasty? 2 out of 3 or 3 out of 5?
When did they start saying the Warriors were a dynasty?
I want to say after 3. But, I mean, so yeah, I would say 3 out of 5. But if we want to do
They had 3 out of 4 at that point.
Yeah, so, like, that, I think they're close. Like, when you look at the landscape of the West and how things look now, like, who is there to really challenge them? Right, you got the Lakers. Clippers can't stay healthy. Sacramento was really young. Golden State, we'll see. They're probably, you know, on the way out. Memphis can't stay out of their own way. Dallas, who knows what that team looks like? Like, who in the West can you look at and be like, oh yeah, that, you know, they got Denver's number? Like, I don't see anyone right now.
I think maybe a retooled Lakers team can maybe give them a run. I think if you build the right way around Phoenix, I think that's a run. I think if you build the right way around Stephen Curry, Draymond Green, Andrew Wiggins, I think you could have something there. and then I think you can't rule out the probability of teams like an OKC, teams like a Sacramento, taking the step forward. We'll see what Minnesota can do and what they can do with that core. But listen, I think once the Lakers kind of figure out, you know, from last year's team, figuring out the right pieces to bring back and the right additions to make, it's hard for me to say there's going to be too many teams better than that.
I think it could be potentially the start of a dynasty. Don't know if I'm there yet, but I mean, Jokic is what, 28, Murray's 26.
But why do we only consider it? Why are you only looking at it from teams in the West? What about the Celtics?
Yeah, you got Milwaukee retooled.
Philadelphia, Raptors.
If Miami finds a way to get Dame and keep Jimmy and Bam, like, that is a team that can contend.
Let me ask you something. Why has there been so much Dame trade talk in the last about 2 weeks?
He has not said he's wanted out, but he's not banging that loyalty drum anymore.
Really?
Yeah, I think he was. I know he was on an IG live, and someone, I have to find it. I know someone asked him, where would you like to go? And I think he said, like, Miami. He said he would not like to go to Boston. And Jason Tatum commented, like, damn, LOL. Like, Dame's not beating that loyalty. I'm loyal to, you know, Portland. No, like, he, like, that's
you know what happens? He sees at the so, I feels it feels like he has let it be known that he's loyal to the city of Portland, the Trailblazers organization. I think he also acknowledges that this is also a business and that he could be traded. If that was the case, hey, I've done right by this organization. Respect me enough to take me or place me in XYZ places, right? So I don't know. It's just been weird because it's like, yo, Dame, I've been thinking Dame's been trying to tell the front office, yo, get me the fuck out of here.
And another thing for Dame is Portland has a number 3 overall pick, right? So it might be a little easier pill for Portland to swallow pause to get rid of Dame, knowing you have a Brandon Miller or Scoot Henderson potentially coming into the fold, or Portland uses that number three overall pick and they go get that guy for Dame and reward his loyalty. If the way Dame's talking, it sounds like
what's wrong with if you have the third overall pick, what's wrong with using that as the next guy to help build but with Dame?
I guess my question is, at Dame's age right now, who at number three is going to be mature enough to help Portland win a championship right now? Right? Like, it's not like Tim Duncan in 96. Like, Tim Duncan comes in, Spurs win a ring because David Robinson's there. Like, who's that mature, right? Because
I think Brandon Miller, with his skill set, could transition to the next level, a guy that big.
But do you think you can rely on him as a number two on a championship team?
Really? Really, all he needs is to be a number three if they keep some of the pieces they had last year when healthy.
So who's that? Jeremy Grant's on that team.
You got Shaden Sharp. You got
Anthony Simmons.
You got Anthony Simmons. Nurkic.
Nurkic. I mean, yeah. Maybe on something.
Brandon Miller wouldn't have to come and be the guy early. He would just have to develop into an eventual number two guy that should eventually take over the team. This league is built on wings who are versatile, can defend multiple positions, and has some sort of offensive game. We're seeing it in the last couple of years. You know.
Also, Dame is only 32. And I will say, after this finals run, is that true anymore? Is it still a guard, you know, a wing league, or are we going back to the days of having an elite big man?
Nah, it's still the wing league. It's still a wing still league.
Joker is the outlier.
Him and Embiid are the outliers.
And Anthony Davis.
But AD can play on the wing a little bit. We're trying to find a more dominant five so he can play a little bit more of the four.
Okay, I got you.
Even though I think he's better as a five, but we'll see. Overall, though, congratulations to the Denver Nuggets. First NBA championship. I think it's really, really impressive. Shout out to Carmelo. Shout out to J.R. Smith. Shout out to George Karl. Shout out.
No, we don't shout out George Karl. George Karl gets no love over here.
Shout out old Denver Nuggets players with me. Shout out Allen Iverson.
Yes. Birdman.
Shout out Birdman. Shout out Birdman. How can we get Kenneth Faried?
Andre Miller.
Talk to me. Andre Miller. Come on, keep going.
Who else we got? I mean, if we go, we got Alex English. Mutombo was a Nugget many moons ago. I'll say one thing last night. Those are some ugly-ass jerseys to win a championship in. Out of all the jerseys in the Nugget collection, you play in those joints.
Some would say that most of their jerseys aren't really the swaggiest. Yo, this is my thing. An NBA championship has already come. Winning an NBA championship comes with some swagger. With that being said, that might be one of the. Some said that was one of the most swaggerless championship celebrations maybe in a while.
Well, that's because they're taken after the leader. Nikola Jokic is the most swaggerless. He is so swaggerless, like it almost like he has swagger. Like the dude is so nerdy. Like the kid in school is such a nerd. He's cool.
They said don't bet against the fat boy. That's the new saying. So now you know what's coming. Pause.
Hey, I'm a fat boy.
Speaking of Nikola Jokic, he was also named the Bill Russell NBA Finals MVP. I mean, NBA Finals MVP. Let me ask you something. I think we both can agree. Yep. This dude was straight up dominant. Best player on the court. Yep. It was undeniable that he was going to win the award. So he now has a championship, a finals MVP to his name, two regular season MVPs. I'm pretty sure he's got some all NBAs. Of course, he has the all-star selections. When you look at this resume of his so far as of June 13th, 2023, where do you rank it with some of the greatest big men ever?
So in no particular order, I have him seventh The question would be, are we counting Tim Duncan as a power forward or a center?
Where did he line up mostly? Center. I mean, not center, power forward.
It was both. Yeah, I would consider him a power forward.
He was big fundamental. Definitely was a four. Okay.
So I have Jokic at seven. And this is in no particular order, but here's the people I have before Nikola Jokic. Shaq, Kareem, Wilt, Hakeem, Bill Russell, and Moses Malone. Those are the people I have in front of Jokic. Like, if we're doing tiers, it's like that tier. And the next tier, it's like David Robinson, Jokic.
Why would David Robinson not be better?
I mean, David Robinson has the ring just like Jokic, but I don't think David Robinson ever won MVP, let alone two.
But, I mean, we are talking about resumes. Since we're talking about resumes. I thought second, it took me to like hoops.
Well, to a degree, because Moses' resume isn't as. I don't think Mo. I think Moses only has one, two. Let's see what I think. Well, Moses then, has.
If that's
one.
The case, I still might have. I might move Jokic down to eight, but I agree his
resume. Oh, I'm sorry. Moses won three MVPs. My bad, Moses. Yeah, my bad. Moses has three of them things. My fault.
I think I would move. I think I would move Jokic to maybe eighth and elevate.
Okay, so who would be above? Who would be above him? Because I have him at seventh.
I know it was someone we just named.
David Robinson.
David Robinson. That's who I'd move him up. I'd move him up to seven, and I would probably put Jokic at eight.
Okay.
I think.
Oh, he did. So David Robinson has one MVP. He won it in '95. Oh, and he has two rings. Okay. Okay. So David Robinson, 10-time All-Star, 2-time champ, 8-time All-Defense, 10 All-NBA.
Look at you not putting respect on the Admiral's name.
I just, for me, David Robinson, yeah.
That's so,
yeah,
that Mavericks fan in you.
Yeah, it is. Except Tim Duncan. I respect the hell out of Tim Duncan. So, yeah, I would put Jokic in eighth.
We got him.
Hold on. Tim Duncan walked in year one and won a championship. He ain't learned nothing from David. Tim Duncan walked in 1996 and raised a Larry O'Brien trophy.
So does Christian Braun. Where does that put Christian Braun in regards?
Nah, Christian Braun was not the reason. No, we going to...
Listen, this is all I'm going to say. Maybe Tim Duncan was lucky that David Robinson was there as well and still playing at a high level.
Perhaps. Because David Robinson was coming off injury. The reason the Spurs got the number one overall pick because David Robinson was hurt that year. And then Tim Duncan came. David Robinson was healthy. And listen to this resume from Tim Duncan. 15-time All-Star, 15-time All-NBA, 3-time Finals MVP, 2-time League MVP, 5-time NBA Championship, 15-time All-Defense, Rookie of the Year. Come on, dog. The best power forward ever. But so, yeah, I would put David above Jokic. Though.
That's why they call him big fundamental.
Yeah, man. But I would put Jokic at eighth, and I would put Robinson over Jokic as well.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Jokic at eight right now, based off his current resume, is fair. I think, I think we gotta appreciate greatness while we have it. And I think this was a treat. So shout out to the Denver Nuggets. Shout out to Nikola Jokic. Shout out to Nuggets organization. Shout out to Nuggets fans. I know you guys have been waiting on this one patiently. So shout out to you guys.
And the Embiid Jokic talk is over. That's it. Embiid, go have a seat. You are done.
Yeah, that conversation has officially been wrapped and sealed. Good night. Now, staying in the NBA, Danny. We need more veteran leadership in certain NBA locker rooms.
Yes.
One in particular, ladies and gentlemen, that we would like to bring to the stand, the New Orleans Pelicans. I was chilling on a regular weekday, and next thing I know, I see Zion Williamson post his pregnancy photos. Beautiful gender reveal.
Nope.
I'm here for it.
Yep.
I'm here for it. Next thing you know, I go on the socials.
just trying to get a little badoop-a-doop. See what the vibe is on the socials. See what the people are talking about. Maybe seeing what the latest sports headlines are, maybe potentially. And I see one. Mariah Mills said, Zion Williamson, such and such and such and such, and such and such and such and such. I'm not going to repeat all of it because it is not fit for FCC airwaves.
It is not fit for any airwave.
Any airwaves. But Danny, we should say this. Mariah Mills indulges her field. Mattress actressing.
She's a mattress actress?
She is a mattress actress, mattress model. That is all I can really say about the matter.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
She was getting quite a large sum of money from Mr. Zion Williamson to do things that he liked to do, which is their business.
Six figures.
But at this time, Zion also now has a girlfriend who is pregnant. So she was just upset that, in her eyes, how was you still doing XYZ with me, but you were still doing XYZ with her. Now she's pregnant.
Yep.
Now, Danny, when I saw all of this, of course, Zion's people saying, don't believe everything you hear. This may not be true. Of course, this is all being shared via Snapchat screenshots because Zion Williamson, if you people did not know from previous incidents, big Snapchat user, maybe exclusively with the milk. Danny, where's the veteran leadership? What's going on? Where are we taking the culture here?
Before we get these jokes off, we need to note that all this was consensual. Everything seems to be between consenting adults.
Very consensual. That's why Zion was smiling and cheesing the way he was when talking about Dallas.
I'll say this. Zion pulled the most veteran move on earth. Like, she's out here tweeting, he ignores it, and next thing you know, he pops up at a charity event. That's
PR to the finest, huh?
That's great PR. He's just a young dude with money who wants to have sex with his favorite porn stars. And who among us has not been there?
Wait. Say that again.
He is a young, rich athlete who wants to have sex with his favorite porn stars, and he is willing to pay money to live out those fantasies. And I will say, who among us in our early 20s, if we had access to that kind of money, would not be doing the same thing?
Listen, I got a question for you. What do you say to the people who say, Zion, that's your roster? This is whack.
I think I would say, yes, you're right. Because when I saw...
I'm trying to be respectful. Bam said, listen to what Bam said. Bam said that she said, why does everyone call her a porn star? She makes music too.
You'll probably hear a sound of her moaning on a beat before you hear her singing on a beat.
Where does she play her music? Love and hip hop? NBA rigged. NBA rigged said Zion for Scoot plus Trey Murphy. Who wins? The team who gets Scoot and Murphy, because they're likely going to play more.
The porn stars in Portland win.
What?
If Zion's coming to Portland, the porn stars in Portland win.
Oh, brother. Oh, no, they don't. Everyone loses in that situation.
Dog, let me tell
you. Listen. There needs to be more veteran leadership in NBA locker rooms. Now, why do you people think I keep saying this? Because there are certain teams where I'm noticing that certain groups of you young brothers are losing y'all's damn minds. Danny, let's name a few. The New Orleans Pelicans.
Yep. The Memphis Grizzlies.
Gosh,
I have a feeling the Orlando Magic right around the corner.
Okay, that's Orlando Magic. Let's not forget the Charlotte Hornets.
I was about to say, LaMelo about to – did you see that chain he got made? That watch, that ugly-ass watch he got made?
Hey, that shit kind of fly though. Why you hating?
Nah, hey, that drone looked like a bunch of nipples. Head. Hey,
we got you.
It might be. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So Charlotte, okay. Who else needs some veteran leadership? Oklahoma City. Like, if it wasn't Oklahoma City. Nah,
Shea got them boys right. Shea got them right.
That's because it's Oklahoma City. If Shea was anywhere else.
And he got them right.
Let me see. Who else needs some help?
That might be Boston.
Nah, Boston. Boston's okay. Atlanta, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Atlanta might need a little bit of veteran leadership.
Shout out to Trey for saying we up next. I love the confidence.
Yeah.
So okay. I have a theory. We talking about Zion's roster. I have a theory on why his roster looks the way it looks.
So mid?
Yeah, I think Zion's trying to beat the milk allegations. And this is how the only way he knows how to beat those milk allegations.
Are you dead ass? Yo, yes. Are you okay? Is this thing on? Hello? Hello? What is going on? What is this shit? Because he's trying to beat the milk allegations.
He's trying to beat the milk allegations.
And what he... Listen, he's trying to... He's trying to beat the milk allegations.
He a black dude that went to Duke. He got to beat the milk allegations.
Listen.
And the original Snapchat was with the milk.
Speaking of which, Zion, change your damn Snapchat name. Zion Williamson is clearly just not getting it done in terms of not getting you screenshotted or found. Or maybe you don't care. Listen. Listen. We just need more veteran leadership in some of these locker rooms because some of this just shouldn't be happening.
Dog, I just can't imagine shooting up that many clubs and just being like, yeah, it just happened. What? Dog. Also, NDAs.
It's NDAs. Apparently, we don't know if...
Because if you're shooting up one club, you're shooting up all the clubs. There's no distinction.
How do you know?
I'm just guessing.
We got them. We got them. Yeah, we got them. We got them. You kidding me? NBA Rig says Portland winner winner equals chicken dinner. ATL chicken for sure. Sorry, out of line. Please. Maybe we should start with out of line. Please delete. Okay. Nah, I look like a doof in the face just reading that out loud. That's why Bam laughing. Listen, Pelicans need more veteran leadership. Zion needs to wrap it up and
NDAs. And Mariah stopped tweeting.
Mariah definitely told him she was there to give him motivation. She said she told him he was going to be the next LeBron. What say you to that?
Hey, if someone pay me six figures, I'll say whatever too.
So you would just quickly hold yourself out for a few dollars?
I'm just saying, in her position, he paying her six figures and talking about moving her to New Orleans and giving her apartment. Yeah, she gonna say some wild stuff.
And I'm saying to you, if someone offered you $600,000, are you?
If she is not my wife, then absolutely not. The only person that I would do that for is the woman that I married.
Yeah, nah, clean up your act. Yeah, clean up your act around here. We got them. Yeah,
that should be the name of the show. We got them.
Yeah, we got them. Listen, we're done talking about the Denver Nuggets. I'm sure for next couple months.
Yes,
we're done talking a little bit about the NBA until free agency opens up. Let's shift over to the NFL because it's always a good time for the NFL. A number of teams are having OTAs and or mandatory mini camps. We got some pretty intriguing storylines. Here's what we're going to do. We're just going to run through them and let's just talk through some thoughts, how we're thinking. NBA Rigged, how was the finals ratings? I think the finals ratings were probably comparable to something last year when we had the
No, they're the highest.
The highest since?
I believe. I saw a tweet today earlier about the ratings, and apparently they're either the highest ever or one of the highest ever.
Well, there we go. One of the – was it lowest since 2007 Detroit ring? I think you mean – that's not 2007. That 2007 was the Spurs, but I get what you mean. No, apparently, according to Danny, these were pretty well rated. So,
yeah, they were highly rated. Here it is. ABC averaged 11.65 million viewers over the course of the finals. So about 757,000 viewers shy average of last year's series. Okay. It sounds like last year had better ratings.
So NBA rigged, before to close this out, it sounds like compared to last year, the ratings are a little bit down. So
sound like we need to rig it again.
And I would encourage everyone to go back and listen to the short statement I made before we started talking about the NBA. Adam.
Make the call. You owe us next year, Adam.
Oh, he had the Lakers and Celtics right there, and he knew it, and he was upset. But the best team won.
I'm disappointed in you, Adam.
Listen, tell the Mavericks to stop running from the postseason, and maybe they could have gave somebody a, you know.
All right, let's talk about OTAs since you're being disrespectful.
We got them. Listen, so shifting over to the NFL here, people. A couple teams are having, a number of teams are having mandatory OTAs and or mandatory mini camps. So, Danny, like I was saying earlier, we're going to run through some storylines that we have kind of going into some of these mini camps and where teams are. Let's just give some thoughts on it, all right?
Let's do it.
Starting in Atlanta, the Falcons are embracing a core of young offensive skill position players. What are your thoughts on it?
I've been beating this drum since the draft. If they draft Bijan, which they did, they have a chance to challenge the Saints for the South. And they should embrace this young core.
Listen, I'm going to say it. Taking a running back at 8.
Stupid.
Silly. But he was one of the better players overall in the draft. So I think if let's just put it like this. I think if Desmond Ridder takes the next step, this offense takes the next step. I think Bijan's going to be fine. I think he's going to be as good as advertised.
And good Arthur Smith. Arthur Smith believes in running 3 down backs. He had Derrick Henry in Tennessee. He has Bijan in Atlanta.
Good for him.
What's next?
Next, we have up in Baltimore, the future chemistry between Lamar Jackson, new offensive coordinator, Todd Monken, I believe.
Yep.
And new offensive skill position players, i.e. Zay Flowers, Odell Beckham Jr., we have Mark Andrews. We have Rashad Bateman.
Bam, correct me if I'm wrong. You're more tuned into the Ravens than I am, but I think I saw something that in the old offense, Lamar did not have the permission or the he could, but he didn't have permission to like shift offensive line protections, which is absurd. It sounds like now he has that freedom. Again, the absolute basics. I'm excited to see a healthy Lamar Jackson with this roster around him. I think they can contend in the AFC.
I'm excited to see Lamar being able to take control of an offense completely.
Yes.
I'm excited to see, you know, how someone is going to be able, how teams are going to have to really game plan to defend the pass and the running abilities of Lamar Jackson at a whole new level. And I wouldn't be surprised if we are in for a MVP like year from Lamar Jackson.
Greg Roman is a war criminal. Like the things. Yeah. Greg Roman might be racist, dog. How you tell your MVP quarterback? No, dog, I don't trust you to change line protections. What?
Listen, sometimes, like we were saying, last week, When they show you how they really value you,
yeah, man,
you got to believe it.
Like, no wonder he was holding out for his money.
And I'm not done on crack cone. I'm gonna go in on y'all again. Got some crazy shit they doing.
Oh god, yeah. No, that's all I got.
Thank you, NBA rigged. So Greg Roman hates black people. Lamar Jackson and Todd Monken and the future Baltimore Ravens sound like they might have some chemistry brewing. Let's go up a little bit more east to upstate New York.
Let's do it.
Stephon Diggs not showing up to mandatory minicamp. Sean McDermott, head coach, says that is concerning.
Yeah, I think the last time we saw Stephon Diggs, he was hollering at Josh Allen on the sideline.
Probably because he didn't give him the ball in critical moments in that game.
Correct. It's sort of a big deal. I don't think it is a big deal. Stephon is going to be a Bill for at least the next 2 years. That contract is almost impossible to move. He'll be back. I'm not worried.
Listen, are we sure Daniel Jones won't have his number one receiver by the time training camp starts?
Are you saying that the New York Giants can make a play for Stephon Diggs? I don't need that in my life. He already has Darren Waller.
If he putting fear in your eyes?
No, but that's enough. We don't need the Giants to be that good.
Listen, I want to jump down to Philadelphia, right? How do the Eagles begin their road to repeating as NFC champions?
Oh, they already started, baby. They got Nolan Smith and Jalen Carter. We all right, baby. But for real, what they need to do is find another safety. That's how you start.
Really? Talk to me.
Safety, three safeties right now. No one seems to be like, no one's like C.J. Gardner-Johnson, right? There's not that person. I have some concerns at linebacker. N'Kobe Dean has taken over as the starting linebacker. He's just really, really small. Like, he relies on his smarts compared to like being physical. Other than that, I'm not worried about the offense. Offense is going to be fine as long as everyone stays healthy. Wide receiver three is a big concern. Like, if A.J. or Devontae go down, oh, buddy, it's going to get ugly real quick.
What's the wide receiver room looking like right now?
So it's A.J., Devontae, Quez, Alamide from Atlanta, and, like, that's it. And Quez and Alamide are real small, like, they're slot receivers. So other than that, I'm not worried. I'm more so – it's the injury thing for me, right? Eagles had all 22 starters in the Super Bowl last year. That's not going to happen. Like, someone's going
to get hurt. From week one?
Yep, from week one. The whole team was healthy. But you know what that comes from? That comes from Nick Sirianni not having mandatory mini camps. That's Nick Sirianni preserving their bodies through training camp.
And he's doing the same thing this year?
Yep. The Eagles were like one of the only, either the only team or one of two teams that did not have a mandatory mini camp. They had OTAs, but no mandatory mini camp.
Well, hopefully no one gets hurt enough, mandatory or.
I mean, but that's part of his philosophy. Like, we're trying to preserve your bodies through the summer, through the spring. So when the season does get here, like, he usually doesn't play starters in the preseason. Like, I don't think he played Jalen at all last year. Maybe one game.
What do you say to the folks, speaking of Jalen Hurts, what do you say to the folks that believe he is in the echelon of top 6 to 8 QBs in the league?
I'm there. Who would you take over him? Mahomes, Josh, Joe.
Are we sure we take Josh over him?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, the people most people say, people gonna say Justin
Herbert. Buffalo fans, I wanna have a conversation about Josh Allen.
All right, he's my dynasty QB. Let's talk about him.
Great football player, bad QB.
That's a great statement. Potentially.
Shifting to Carolina.
Let's do it.
Bryce Young is taking first team reps. And in Houston, CJ Stroud is taking first team reps. They both had some veteran quarterbacks that were kind of brought in to their teams to maybe help settle them in, maybe give them some veteran leadership. You hear that? Veteran leadership. Do you think both of these guys start week one?
Let me tell you something. If they can't beat out Andy Dalton and Davis Mills, everybody losing their job. You ain't even got to worry about it. If they can't beat out Andy Dalton and Davis Mills for the starting QB jobs in Carolina and Houston, oh, buddy, it's going to be somebody losing their job.
You think so?
I know so.
You're confident if you can't beat out Andy Dalton for the starting job, you're just not cut meant for the NFL.
You are not going to lead a team to. Have you heard of the Andy Dalton line?
What?
So, I believe it's Mina Kimes. Someone has this. It's not Andy Dalton anymore because he's old. It was the Andy Dalton line. And the theory was, if you have a quarterback that's better than Andy Dalton, you have a chance to contend. And if you have a quarterback that's as good or worse than Andy Dalton, you have no, like, you will not contend unless it's a team around that person. Like, he was the line of mediocrity. I will put Kirk Cousins there now, probably. Like, if you have a quarterback that's better than Kirk Cousins, probably can contend for a Super Bowl. If you have a quarterback that's
but just Kirk be putting up some numbers that are good numbers, though.
Yeah, and then when it comes to the playoffs, what does Kirk do?
They ain't got the team around him.
He has Justin Jefferson.
Okay, that's one incredible.
He had Dalvin Cook. He had Jetta. He had Adam Thielen. Dog. Kirk had weapons.
Adam Thielen a little bit older.
I mean, when Justin was a rookie, though, Adam Thielen was still, like, he was still cooking.
He was older in his age, man. Listen.
How about this? Give Aaron Rodgers that team. They win two in a row. They give Aaron Rodgers that Vikings team that Kirk Cousins had Justin Jefferson.
Well, he got Sauce Gardner now, so.
Oh, okay.
We'll see. Shifting over to Denver, they've got a hell of a running back room and a hell of a running back situation. What do you think? Where do you think we land come week one?
Javonte Williams, I invested a lot in you for Dynasty. A lot of my strategy this year was based around the fact that you would be back. Fam. Now, granted, I drafted this year in Dynasty with the notion that Javonte will be splitting carries. But my success, my road to contention is resting on Javonte Williams' knee. And I said repeat because I'm the first and only champion in this Dynasty League.
Oh, okay. Good for you, sir.
Is there a lie?
Nah, we taking your title this year. Speaking of which, Samaje Perine, I believe, will be the week one starter. I think Javonte, I think he's still going to be kind of finding his groove, getting back into game action. I think Samaje Perine, he's proven in his career, you know, he can handle three down back workload. So I think maybe for like the first two or three weeks, I feel like he'll be the primary go-to guy while they work Javonte back. And I feel like probably by week 7-8-ish should be a two-headed backfield with Javonte and Samaje Perine, which I think is an underrated 1-2 punch, very similar to Joe Mixon and Samaje Perine and in Cincinnati. So I see what they're trying to do. I think Sean Payton likes to use big physical backs, so but I think he also likes pass catching back. So it wouldn't surprise me if Sean Payton kind of really gets behind Samaje Perine and Javonte. I think they're both, when healthy, are going to be really, really good. So I anticipate Samaje starting the season, but wouldn't surprise me by week 5 if Javonte has a starting role back. We'll see. Staying in the Midwest, heading over to defending Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs. They've got some wide receiver depth that is really going to be tested. I think it's really going to be a point of emphasis in their mini camp and OTAs. Do you think they really try hard to bring in a veteran wide receiver?
Yes, but at the same time, I think we've learned, does it really matter? He's Patrick Mahomes. He is him. That's all I got. Like, yeah, that's Patrick Mahomes.
Question from NBA Rigged. He said, how would you comp Perine's skill set with Alexander Mattinson's, who was more complete in the football field, who was better in fantasy?
Ooh.
I would say Perine's skill set is more complete on the football field and in fantasy. I think he's kind of proven, in my opinion, that he has rushing and receiving capabilities. I think he may be a little bit of a better pass protector too. I would say I know that technically both of them were kind of the 1B and their running back tandems, but I think Piran really got a little bit more work with Joe Mixon. And I feel like with that, he probably has better pass protection knowledge, better just game to him. But Madison's not bad at all. I think Madison's maybe the better pure rusher. I think Piran's probably maybe the better overall football player. Danny, what say you?
I think he's going to get the touches now that Dalvin's gone. I think he's going to have more opportunity. I think Denver's going to give Javonte more opportunity since he, you know, he's younger.
I don't know if Alexander Mattison is the back that we think he is. I think he's a very good pure rusher, but it's a lot more than just being a pure rusher. But we'll see.
Absolutely.
We'll see. He also said, imagine if Kirk Cousins still had Stephon Diggs, they would definitely be cooking, but Cousins is still Cousins.
Ding, 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 ding. He still wets the bed.
He's still top. Listen, Kirk Cousins will retire and say that he can make a case for being a top 50 QB all time.
Kirk Cousins will not be going to the Hall of Fame.
Tell him that. He's a big G.
Let's see.
While you do that,
his Hall of Fame probability.
While you do that, quick question. Who wins the QB job in Tampa?
Answer. Tampa, at least you have the Lightning. Do not watch football this year.
Nah, that's not the answer. Here's my answer. Baker Mayfield.
God bless you. God bless you, Tampa. I hope that Super Bowl was worth it. It probably was.
Mike Evans about to carry another 1,000-yard year.
If he does it with Baker, listen, Kirk Cousins right now has a 43.54% chance to get in the Hall of Fame, according to Pro Football Reference's Hall of Fame.
And he's still playing. So by the time he retires, he'll probably be at 60.
Nah. Tony Romo's at 45%.
Who's...
Michael Vick is 44%? Oh, man.
Oh, man. Not Vick.
Not Mike. Man, that makes
Vick gonna get in. Maybe not on his first try. They got to send a message.
I mean, he's been eligible for a while now, right?
Oh, shit. He has been. Oh, yeah. He, he's been retired for a little bit.
Yeah.
Damn. Well, Vick came back. Damn. What a time, man. What a time.
Damn.
All right, Danny. Sense. It's time to play our favorite game.
Let's do it.
Big deal or no deal? We'll start with Stan Kroenke, owner of the Denver Nuggets, Colorado Avalanche, and the Los Angeles Rams. Danny, why do those names sound familiar? Well, because you have the last NBA champion, the last Stanley Cup champion before the winner this year, and the Super Bowl champions from 2 years ago, I believe.
The elite ownership, man.
Stan is living his best life. Big deal.
Yes, he is.
Big deal or no deal?
Big ass deal.
Oh yeah.
When you accomplish something like that over the course of 2-3 years, oh yeah. Big ass deal.
Oh yeah, he is definitely on a boat surrounded by.
Yep.
And he's surrounded by beautiful women, and they got a lot of champagne. They're doing a lot of partying, a lot of celebrating. This is incredible. I mean, I feel like most GMs are jealous. I feel like Robert Kraft is probably sitting up in his seat looking at Bill, saying it's time. Jeannie Buss is probably looking at Darvin Ham, saying, "What do we need to do to win a championship?" We're looking at some things. Harry Roseman's probably looking at this Eagles roster saying, we got to win us a chip. While the GM of the Mavericks might be looking at
Nico Harrison, former Nike exec.
Nico Harrison. He might be looking at the Mavericks like, yo, we got to get Lucas some help.
Because once you see a team who has never won a championship win a championship, you're like, all right, well, come on now.
Yeah.
We was just busting their ass not too long ago. Pause. Yeah, no, that was some wild shit. We got to transition. WWE is continuing to unveil new titles. I know we kind of got into this last week, so they're continuing to unveil new titles and unify other titles. This week, they did a primary focus in the women's division. They have made the Raw Women's title now the World Championship.
Something like that.
And they made the SmackDown Women's title now the Women's World Championship.
It feels like they're going to the AEW model now. It sounds like they're all the belts look the same to me, or is that just me?
I can't tell which is which and who is who, and I've been trying to figure out what they mean, some context behind it. Yo, WWE, come on, man. Give me the funky belt shit. Bring back the hardcore belt.
The OG. Dog, one. Like, they unveiled the one from the belt. That goes to in the bottom of the ocean. They unveiled Asuka. Whoa, I hated the spinner
bugging. Belt. See, you just not cultured. You not cultured.
I liked the winged championship that Stone Cold had. I liked the broken skull. I like the World Heavyweight Championship. Triple H used to wear that was a belt.
Yeah, you talking about the big one?
Yeah, that was the one.
But so was the spinner belt. The spinner belt was like the OG belt that everyone wanted. Your time is up. My time is now. You can't see me. My time is now. It's the franchise boy shining now. Hey, you can't see me. My time is now. Come on, why was you Aiden?
I'm gonna ask you a question.
You can't see me.
I want you to be honest with me right now. I'm gonna ask you a serious question. Did you buy that John Cena album?
Bruh. John Cena got bars. Word mother freaking life. Vince, you was a wild boy. You was a wild boy in your prime, Vince. Listen, what are your thoughts on Asuka's and Rhea Ripley's new belts, though?
I don't know which one is which.
The world championship is around the waist. World women's championship is around the waist of Rhea Ripley. The women's championship is around the waist of Asuka. Visually, look at the side plates.
Like, dog, they unveil Asuka's belt. And I was like, yo, they just gave Seth Rollins that belt 2 weeks ago. What are we doing here?
It's the new way. They are looking to have their belts look because Roman also got a new one.
And I'm gonna be real with you. I like the old belts, the black, the blue, and the red one. Those belts were fire. I like those belts, and I liked the.
I thought they was corny.
And before that, it was the same design, but it was a black belt. That one was really nice. Like the original, the big WWE.
I do like that one. I like the new one that Roman got. I wish he just had a little bit more oomph to it.
And the thing is, there's something to be said about Roman walking around with two belts. Like, that's dope.
Got the tribal chief there.
Like, it's something dope about Paul Heyman having one and then Roman having one and then Paul handing him and then him hold. Like, there's something cool about that.
But now it gets a little bit more emphasis because Paul will just have one and hand it to him.
That's true.
So, listen, Stanley Cup. The Knights are up 3-1 on the Panthers. Game 5 is tonight. Do we see a new Stanley Cup champion crowned tonight?
Yep. I watched the Panthers Knights game the other night. Las Vegas dominated. I think Florida came back towards the end, but I'm not a hockey guy. But let me tell you something. I can tell when one person is better than another.
It's over.
It's over.
Shout out to the Knights. I think tonight they'll wrap up the season series and the Stanley Cup final. Hopefully you guys do some good drinking out of it. Panthers, similar to the other team that came to a final, you just don't have the horses, dog.
You just don't have the horses, and that's okay.
Shout out to Amanda Nunes.
She announced her retirement after yet another win. She's one of the MMA GOATs. I think she's had a storied career. She retired a two-division champ. What more could you add? What type of resume in MMA is really better than that? That's an incredible resume. Go out as a double champ. So shout out to Amanda Nunes. Shifting to college football a little bit. There are some thoughts that Colorado is potentially leaving the Pac-12 and maybe rejoining the Big 12. Big deal or no deal?
I think it would be a big deal competition-wise, because right now the Big 12, now that Texas and Oklahoma are gone, like there's a vacuum there. There's really, like, who's the top dog? Oklahoma State, Baylor, TCU. Like, I think if you're Colorado, like, hey, I'll have more success there than USC, Utah, Ohio State's now in the Big 12, right? Like,
they're in the Big 10.
They're in the Big 10. I'm sorry. So who's in the Big 12 then?
The Big 12 is Iowa State, Kansas State, Baylor, TCU, Texas Tech.
Yeah, that's where they should go. Colorado, that's where you should go.
Listen, I look at this from a bigger level. I look at this from a marketing for Colorado and a marketing for the Big 12. If I'm Colorado, I'm looking at these schools, and there are no big brand names. When you lose the University of Texas, you lose a lot. When you lose the Oklahoma Sooners, you lose a lot. But when you lose that University of Texas, it hurts. So,
and I think I'll say you have a competitive advantage, right? Because all those schools are in the South. They won't have to play in weather until they come to Colorado. Mm-hmm. Now you got to, like.
Well, I would say that it does get cold in, like, the.
Nah, it does, but not like Colorado. You're right. Like Kansas, you might get a little cold.
You're right.
But yeah, they in the mountains in Colorado.
And for Deion, this could really put him and the Big 12 in a new marketing league. I think they would be really, really big for the Big 12 football wise. Again, when you lose those two horses and the University of Texas and Oklahoma, it's tough. It's tough. NBA rigged in regards to the Stanley Cup says, I have faith in the Panthers. Hope they have a historic comeback. Vegas winning hockey just doesn't sound right. Hey, neither does Denver winning basketball, brother. Listen, Lionel Messi has signed a deal with Inter Miami, and he will now be coming to the USA to play in MLS soccer. Big deal or no deal?
Oh, that's a big ass deal.
Oh, yeah. Listen, did you hear about the ticket prices? Deal.
I can't imagine. I know. Didn't he turn down the Saudis too? Like the Saudis are offering him billion with a B?
They offered him a couple billion. He turned them down, which is one thing in itself. The ticket prices, before he signed, tickets were like maybe 50, 60 ish. They got well over like 500, 600, 700 after he announced to sign him.
Insane.
It's listen, I think this is good for Americans who want to get into global football or soccer.
Yeah.
I think it's good for the brands who will be marketing Messi during this time. And I think it's good for other stars internationally to know that, yo, if you're kind of washed, come over here. We'll appreciate you. Here. Yo, this is the same country that watched Michael Jordan play for the Wizards and was fine with it. So,
and loved it.
If you owe them wash, come here. All right, ISO on me.
Go for it.
Listen, this weekend, Formula One heads to Canada for the Canadian Grand Prix. Now, will this be as hot as the wildfire that caused an orange sky over New York that some people on social said was hookah and Tim's? Y'all are funny. Y'all are funny. I'm not even from New York, but y'all are funny. Listen, I think Red Bull is still going to be the car to beat. I think Max is the driver to beat still. Curious to see what Sergio Perez does as Max's teammate, and knowing that he's maybe losing some steam in the driver's championship, in the driver's championship race. But I really think, Danny, this is going to be a big weekend for Mercedes. Hopefully they can continue to build on the upgrades they brought to the grid a few weeks ago. Hopefully we have another good showing. Last time out, we had a second and a third placement behind Max Verstappen. So hopefully we can go 1-2. So there's that on that.
Okay.
Listen, NBA Rick said Messi coming to Miami is like David Beckham version 2. He also asked, last question from him. If you were an NBA GM, would you want Jimmy Butler or Kevin Durant for your Game 7 Finals? One game, who is more reliable for you? Listen, I'm going to be honest with you. This is a no-brainer. I don't have to think about this. I've watched Kevin Durant play for majority, or if not all of his career. I don't know if I've ever seen someone score the basketball so effortlessly, so beautifully, so graciously. The way he is able to just pick apart your defense, rise above anybody on the floor and make highly contested shots. Different. KD is different.
May I call an unprecedented ISO quickly?
Talk to me.
For all those who are following the WNBA this season, right now, the Indiana Fever have a 10-point lead over the Mystics, and Leah Boston has 19 and 12 with 5 minutes in the fourth. If you're bored.
How's our Aces breaking the single season record stamp looking?
They lost last week to Connecticut, but that's because Dawana Bonner scored like 42. She had like 8 threes. It was insane. But we're still on pace. I think the Aces are off tonight. I think they play tomorrow. Yeah, they're off tonight. Oh, Atlanta and New York. That's okay. And friendly reminder, WNBA League Pass is only $25 to watch the games.
And throwing it out there. They be hooping.
And they be hooping.
They do be hooping. Danny, let the people know, hold on. Let the people know where they can find you, my brother.
You can find me on the Bird app, Danny Ocean 41. Make sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram, speakon_pod. Send us your email, speakonapod14@gmail.com. We will answer any question that you may have.
Oh, yeah. Relationship. I don't know if y'all saw last week's. We got some interesting ones. We had to take a week off because last week's one was very interesting. Very
extremely interesting. Y'all be struggling out here.
Listen, we are in a season where sports is going to be coming maybe to a slight whine. Maybe you're curious about something you need thoughts and opinions on. Me and Danny Ocean are here for you. We got you. 1-800 speak on it, boys. Don't call that number.
That's a shirt.
As your local text messaging and calling rates may apply, don't call that number. But 1-800, speak on it, boys. Trust me, we answer all your questions. Most of them. Some of them. And best believe, if we don't get to one on air, we'll get back to you in general.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, you can follow me at Los Demix. That's at LOSDEEMIX on Twitch, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. Danny, it's been a blessing as per usual. Listen, people, thank you all for the continued support of this show. We appreciate it. Shout out Going for Two. Shout out the Los Angeles Lakers. Shout out the Green Bay Packers. We champions in my eyes. Can't nobody take that away from me.
There you go.
Not even a sweep. Danny, anything else left to say to the people?
That's all I got.
Listen. Ladies and gentlemen, you could have been anywhere in the world, but you decided to be here with us tonight. We appreciate it. We love you all. And if you're going to do anything, make sure you do one thing, and that is go and speak on it. And if you musty, keep your musty ass off that damn plane or take a shower, big stink.
Yes. Yes.
Listen. I've heard the discourse about how some of y'all get on trains. I just want y'all to know you are fucking disgusting.
Yes.
It's nasty.
It's almost like wearing flip-flops to the airport.
Well, which ones? The slides with that you can wear with socks?
As long as you're wearing socks, bare feet should not be at the airport.
But that's the thing. You know who be showing up to airports with bare feet?
Musty people.
And what do most musty people maybe resemble?
Y'all have a great night. We'll catch y'all next
week. We'll be back next week, ladies and gentlemen. We hear Bam says security makes me nervous and sweaty.
Don't fall for that. Good night.
Peace.
Peace.